This episode of IRM Today is brought to you by Secure Future Tech Solutions, your local IT partner providing information technology solutions. To consult with an IT expert today, call 401-921-2607 or visit them online at securefuturetech.com.
The following paid program is furnished by the Institute of Real Estate Management, Rhode Island, Chapter 88. It is for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. Now on AM 790, it's time for IRM Today, the property management show with hosts Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian. Join them now for this live call-in show to discuss property management issues and hear from guests from all trades and programs discussing your real estate needs. Here's your hosts, Dina and Chrissy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to IRM Today, the property management show here on AM 790. It is Tuesday, May 9th, 4:06 p.m. I'm Dina Cimarelli here in the studio today with my co-host.
Hello.
What'd you say? It was a 6?
I said 4:06.
4:06. I had to be very precise
very,
with my
very
time.
Very specific.
Listen, we're very punctual here, and we get down to the details. It's a little gloomy out.
It is.
But it's not like freezing.
It's not terrible.
It's not terrible.
It's not too terrible.
But I just came back from California.
Well, I mean, excuse me.
God,
how was your vacation? Your little getaway?
Oh, it was fantastic. I was there for 4 days. And me and my friend Deanna went, and we had just a great girls' weekend. It was just a good time. It was just, for a minute, I actually forgot I had children. And I was, at one point, I was like, oh my God, it was like 5 o'clock at night. So it was like 8 o'clock here. And I was like, I never call my children today. And I was literally just sat down for like dinner and had like a glass of wine. And I call them in the morning. I call them during the day. I call them at night. I FaceTime them. I hadn't spoken to them the night before, and such extreme guilt come over my body. And I was like,
mother's
all right.
Guilt.
It was awful. I'm like, wow, I'm going to have to buy them more presents. And then I finally called them, and my son was like, where have you been all day?
Ooh.
Sorry.
Little sad.
Yeah, so it was such a great vacation that I forgot I had children temporarily. But then I remembered. I brought that around real quick. I fixed everything.
Brought them presents.
I did.
Little fiddle. What are those called? Fiddle?
Oh, fidget spinners. No. I almost got them new ones, but I didn't. No, I got them that really cool, you know, when you make a movie and you take two, like that sign that like claps, you write like the blackboard.
Yeah.
I got one of those. So they've been slamming that thing around the house. I almost wish I never got it.
Making their own little videos.
Exactly.
Putting them on YouTube.
Right? They have YouTube channels.
I know. They love.
They're crazy.
They love their YouTube.
But yeah, so the weather here is a little bit gloomy, but it's okay. I'll take it as long as it's not freezing. So did you do anything fun this weekend?
No, we had a resident brunch, actually, that I attended. So
that was
all the residents came over. We had, like, mimosas and Bloody Marys and breakfast. And
that's fun.
It was fun.
Oh, I like May breakfast.
Yeah,
I actually, obviously, you know, we were supposed to have a IRM marketing meeting today, marketing committee meeting, which some of the folks couldn't attend. But
wow. She's calling me out.
I'm not calling you out. I'm actually saying this for a reason. So I get to Jason Martin's office, and I'm going up in the elevator, and there's a sign for his May breakfast, and it says like, make sure you come check out Jason's like world famous like omelet station. I was like, really?
World famous?
Yeah, it says something along those lines. So of course I had a razzmatazz about it a little bit. So
did you ask him where your invite was?
He said come by. He's like, come by and have some of the omelets. So you know, if I'm around, maybe I will. I know. I'm gonna see just how good these omelets are.
I know.
So just in case you're tuning in for the first time, we are IRM Today, your live local radio show here every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we know that there are a lot of these fun syndicated programs on this radio station. However,
we're fun.
However, we're not one of them.
We're not syndicated, but we are fun.
We're very fun.
We are entertaining.
I mean,
it's always nice to hear Dina talk about her kids and
forgetting about them. That's a new low. Oh God.
Yeah, I mean, we are live and local, so that means that you can call us here in the studio. Our phone number is 401-437-5000 or toll free 1-888-345-0790.
So call us.
Give us a call if you have any questions about real estate or what to do, how to forget your kids or anything.
I can give you tips. Just go to the West Coast.
Go to California.
And
different
drink
time
wine
zone.
All day and eat cupcakes. We did like a cupcake tour. Somehow I came back. I weighed less than I did when I went there. I don't know how it happened.
All the walking maybe?
It might have been the walking. I don't know. But, I mean, between cupcakes and wine and just indulging on food that you
normally...
It was
stress-free without the
Bloody
kids.
Bloody Mary's
so.
Like, oh, dear Lord. Yeah. I don't know. Somehow I went over there, I ate more, and it was came back weighing less. It was great. So just in case you're wondering what IREM stands for, we are the Institute of Real Estate Management. We are the most professional group in the world.
The world.
I like saying that. We're global.
We are global.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Right?
I think it's pretty cool.
And I liked what Carrie said last week. We're chapter 8. There's 88 chapters, and we're number 88.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how she remembers. I like it.
I think that's pretty easy to remember.
I think so.
I thought there was only 80, and she was like, no.
No, it's 88 because we're number 88. So locally, as we were just saying, we are known as the Greater Rhode Island Chapter 88. And another thing that you might be wondering is what we do at IREM. What do we do at IREM, Chrissy?
We are the source of education and professional recognition for managers of all types of properties. So maybe you manage a giant tenement building.
No, maybe you do. Oh, no, wait. You actually do that.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay.
Maybe you manage an elderly housing building or a single family home or even a commercial building. The Institute of Real Estate Management is for you. If people are looking for a career in property management or if you're looking for something different, I can certainly attest that every single day of my job is different. And I wear a ton of hats a day. And
you definitely do because your stories, I just, well, it amazes me without getting into specifics. It's just you go from one incident to an issue to a crisis. And I'm like, is that all happening before noon? I don't.
Yeah, some days. Oh, some days, like today.
My
yeah.
God.
So, but if you're looking, I mean, some days are great.
Yeah.
Some days
yeah.
are a little more challenging. But if you're looking for a career in property management.
Yes, that's what you do.
Yes, that's what I do.
You manage a property.
you can, I mean, where am I? You can go on to our website.
IREMRI.org. And I think what Chrissy's trying to say is
I'm lost.
You can apply to get your ARM, which is the Accredited Residential Manager. So that's one of the first designations
that you can get.
That you can get. I think you have to get that in order to get the CPM, correct?
Yes.
Don't you have to hold that first?
Yeah. Yes. It's kind of a progressive process, I guess.
Progressive.
Yeah. Well, because with the ARM, you do get, you know, it's backed by a code of ethics. So
yes.
Now with the ARM, they do make you take an ethics course along with that, which I don't think was previously required. But now they do require...
I think that's quite important.
Yes, that ethics class is important, even though you want to jump right to your ARM.
I'm sure. No, but I think so. We have that, right? The ARM. We talk about mm-hmm. that every week. And Chrissy repeatedly reminds me that she has one and I don't. So that's cool. And then we also have
a CPM,
which you're going to get someday.
Someday.
You are.
Someday soon. It can be. We just found out recently that it's not just a class that you take for a couple of weeks.
No.
It can be over the course of
kinda
a year.
Kind of at your leisure.
At your leisure. But
so it's both in class. There's some classes that are available online now, which is great because I'm sure, you know, you have your hands full and then you have stuff going on after work. So the fact that you can kind of fit it in, you know, when it works
schedule.
On your own schedule is pretty great. And CPM is the Certified Property Manager. And we also have, we can maybe give a little heads up. We have Sherry Chris, right?
From yes,
Passerum
from
Passerum Properties.
Real Estate Group.
Real
yep.
Estate Group.
Yep.
Calling up a little bit later to talk about another designation, but this is more on the management company side.
It's on the company side.
And
it's
what's
called
that?
The AMO. So she's going to be calling in a little bit, probably our next break. She's going to call in and give us a little more information about that. She's actually the chairperson for the AMO committee. And she'll be able to give us a little bit of details about that, which stands for Accredited Management Organization.
Wow, Passerum just owns all the designations.
Listen, we are one of the AMOs here
you
in
are.
Rhode Island.
I think
there
that's
are
pretty
a few.
Fantastic.
She'll get into details about who carries the AMO, and I think she was excited that she got to do a little bit of research on this. So
oh,
she
that's
called.
Cool.
She called over to Chicago and where our national committee is and give them a call to see how many AMOs there are nationally. So
oh, that's cool. I'm curious to see what
me
that
too.
Is. So now, Chrissy, with these designations, so let's talk about the CPM. So I walk into your property.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting there managing your big, giant property and your big, giant office with the big, giant desk.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk in
big,
and,
giant desk.
And I say, you know, I have my CPM. and looking for a job.
And I'd say you're a liar, but sure.
Well, let's,
yes,
pretend,
let's pretend
you don't know me.
Let's
okay,
pretend.
Let's flip that. Let's mm-hmm. say I walk in and I have nothing,
mm-hmm.
and somebody walks in and they have a CPM.
Yeah.
But we've both been in the industry the same amount of time. Technically, we could say that maybe I got grandfathered in with all my experience.
All of your floozying from property to property over here.
My floozying. That's fantastic. So I have forgotten about my children today that I have openly admitted, and I think you mean visiting.
Yes.
I think that's what you meant.
All right.
So both of us walk in, and we're looking for a job with, you know, AMO, Procern, our realty group, and what happens?
I would probably hire the one that has the CPM because it shows
that's favoritism.
It shows that they're backed by a code of ethics.
Mm-hmm.
It shows that they've gone through all of the training process, which sometimes can be lengthy.
Yes.
And they're backed by, you know, they have access to the tools, training, and tips that IREM does give right online. There's also different educational courses that they offer throughout the year just to kind of brush up on things from here, you know, here and there if you wanted to further your education. I think actually
like continuing ed classes. Yeah.
They have another class coming up that's Jeopardy. They actually
have
that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That sounds like a lot more fun for property management. But, I mean, if I know that they have that CPM, I know that they're more than qualified for the job. I know that they have had that experience. So it is very important.
I think it is. I know. And I know, you know, a lot of... You know, people have a lot of training from just being out in the field. But, yes, it's very important to hold these designations, both the ARM and the CPM. And we at IREMRI have an unbelievable scholarship program. And you can go right online at IREMRI.org and you can apply. And we talk about this every week. We have a lot of fundraisers throughout the year that actually contribute to the scholarship
mm-hmm.
program. And the program itself alleviates 75% of the cost.
Which, that is incredible.
That is unbelievable. That,
right.
That's great. So whether you're paying for it personally or your company sponsoring you and they're paying for it, all that's left over is that extra additional 25%. You have to go online, and like, I know you talk about it a lot, but it's a pretty easy process. You just download the
The application's right online. You can fill it out. You can submit it. You have to get a letter of recommendation, submit your recent resume,
mm-hmm.
and it's pretty easy.
All right, cool. Well, actually, we haven't mentioned yet. We're going to talk a little bit about Karen Cuddle and how you can get in touch with her when we come back, but we are going to take a quick...
90 Talkin' Business congratulates Recovery Radio host John Tassone for the 2017 Rhode Island Council on Gambling Advocacy Award. This award is given in recognition of offering hope and help to those struggling with addiction. Congratulations, John.
Now back to IREM Today, the property management show with your hosts, Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right. It is 4:21 here on IREM Today, the property management show. I'm Chrissy Denalian along with my co-host, Dina Cimarelli. We're live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. We have Sherry Chris that has been patiently holding. Maybe
we'll line
up. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, what, are you bored over there?
No, not at all. But that's okay.
Thanks for calling in, Sherry. We really appreciate it.
That's okay. So, anything for IREM.
See, you big IREM. Yeah. Big IREM.
Big IREM supporter, definitely. Mm-hmm.
So, Sherry, what is your actual title at Procern right now?
I do training and development.
Yep.
And I've probably been a CPM longer than most. Put it that way.
That's Sherry. Please.
That's great.
So tell us a little bit about the AMO process, or like what is an AMO?
AMO it's an accredited management organization. So actually Procern that I work for is an accredited management organization. And with that AMO certification, I mean, we come with all the backings of IREM, all the you know, as far as having the reputation, having all of the backing of IREM. And when we, say, take on a property to manage for somebody that we don't own, that we're just going to manage for them, we come in with accreditation, recognition of excellence given to real estate management firms. It's a mark of distinction to be an AMO based on industry standards and best practices, kind of that are relevant to real estate management firms, their clients, and the assets they manage, a clear demonstration of owners, investors, and clients that their properties are in the best hands, and the best hands are in the hands of IREM,
And you,
us
Sherry.
As an AMO, and obviously.
Sherry is our chairperson for AMOs.
Yes. In Rhode Island alone, we have 4 AMOs right now. Okay, PASERN being one of them. We have the Simon Company, the Olympus Group, and we have the Shockett Company.
Yeah.
So a couple of them are out of Massachusetts, but people will invest in a property, buy a property, not want to manage it, don't have the expertise, and they go to IREM and they know what's behind us. That we have the benefits of IREM are amazing. The community itself, people know that anybody that's affiliated with IREM really comes with a lot of credentials. So nearly half of the AMO firms have been in business for more than 20 years.
Hmm.
We have more than 80% have been established for at least 10 years. There's only 550 real estate management firms that hold this prestigious accreditation.
Oh, is that nationally?
Yeah.
That's nationally. So actually, nationally, there's 576. But internationally, there's 7 more AMs in Korea, Japan, China, and Canada.
Oh, wow.
So it's a community of real estate management, and it's dedicated to the ethical business practices that we all know, becoming CPMs, ARMs. People want to know they have good people managing their property, and that's us because we're backed by IREM. And, you know, we take all the same oaths and have, you know, very, very high standards. So people know that if somebody from IREM, I mean, we all take the same, you know, code of professional ethics. And when you get your AMO, same thing. I mean, it's, you know that you're going to have somebody in there with a lot of experience. And not just experience, but a lot of kind of depth and breadth to get to other people if you need help, because there's so many people involved in IREM.
Yeah, it's definitely
so
proven to be a great
resource. Property owners,
investors,
clients around the world, they're seeking recognized professionals, and that's us, the AMOs. You know, we work to the highest standards, the kind of recognition that AMO accreditation represents. AMO firms enjoy, like, so many benefits because we can go to national and say we need this, we want to talk about this. And it just comes with so much, and the backing, and it's out there. No, people know throughout the world now that if you get anything to do with the Institute of Real Estate Management, whether it's one of their people, and obviously to be an AMO, you have to have at the top level of your company a CPM for more than, you know, a number of years. I think it's 10 years. So it's really one of those things that...
So we just made it with you having your CPM for 10 years, right, Sherry?
Yeah, I think so. It was close.
Thank you, Chris.
How long has PASERN held the AMO?
We've had it over 20 years now.
Oh.
We were one of the first people in the New England states to get it. We've had a couple of different senior. Because Mr. PASERN, Ron PASERN, was one of the first 5 CPMs in Rhode Island.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
So, you know, coming with that came other things and, you know, the benefits and becoming an AMO. We don't do a lot of fee management out of the Rhode Island office, but we do in our Florida region,
mm-hmm.
and a lot in our Puerto Rico. A lot of it's managed. You know, fee managed. We get a fee for managing their property.
Yep. That's fantastic.
And how long have you been involved in IREM, and how did you get involved in IREM?
I first was a leasing person, then a manager, assistant manager, manager. And I took, I think, one of their first courses, which was, I can't even remember what it's called, the actual, like, kind of the on-site, what do on-site people do? What is that first course called?
Hmm.
And it's more like, you know, learning about management. It was, I think it was the 201 course.
Oh, okay.
A 101 or 201, and just going from there and taking, it took me a long time to get my CPM. We were allowed to take a course a year, so it was like 5 years. And then the fifth year I went down to Nashville and looked at a troubled property, and over so many months wrote up, you know, a whole plan financially, physically of everything we were going to do to that. And you had to submit that, and that's how I got my CPM.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know you went to Nashville and did all that.
Yes. You had to go to, whereas now you can do it all online. I mean, you'll get your, you know, your troubled property or whatever property you're going to, you know, kind of overhaul, you know, virtually anyway.
Yeah,
overhaul. You'll get it online and you work through it.
What your
and
business
it's,
plan
it's amazing.
Is.
It really is an amazing experience. And now with, like you were talking about, the scholarships and everything, it's just phenomenal. Because
it
was pretty
is.
Prohibitive at the beginning. It was very, very expensive. So one course a year was, like, really all you could. And that scholarship, they're fabulous. I mean, I can't even imagine.
Hey, Sherry, we actually have time for one more question. And I'm just curious, how did you originally get into property management? Is that something you did, you know, years ago?
I was a school teacher. And I loved teaching. There weren't a lot of teaching jobs when I first got out of school. So I did a lot of subbing, taught at a private school. And then I saw a sign at the Villa del Rio that they needed a leaser over the summer. And I said, I'm going to try this. I need a summer job. And that's how I started. I leased for a few years. I loved it. I loved meeting the people. And then I just went up through the ranks. I did always did a lot of that's kind of where the training and development comes. I love teaching.
Oh, that's great.
So,
and you do a lot of volunteer.
It's a great company, and everybody should use us for an AMO. I'm really sorry I had to throw that plug in.
And you do a lot of volunteer work with IREM itself, too.
Yes, I really do enjoy that. I really do. We've gone out to, you know, a few of, like, the homeless shelters and did gardening outside and renovations, small things, and just making people have better homes, or even if they're transitional homes.
All right, that's great. Well, Sherry, you know, it's been a pleasure having you on.
Always a pleasure.
Yes, we are grateful to have you come on and teach us a little bit about AMO and just talk about, you know, Percern and your accomplishments over the year.
Perfect. And thank you. And you guys do a great job. I listen every week.
Thank you. And will we see you at the awards dinner next Wednesday?
You sure will.
Very good. All right.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Sherry.
Have a great night.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Well, we just had Sherry Criss on the line from Percern Real Estate Group talking a little bit about the AMO and the process, and that's pretty fantastic. And actually, we're going to take a quick break right now, right, Chrissy? But
yes.
We're going to come back in a little bit.
Yes.
All right. You're
great.
Listening to IREM Today, the Property Management Show. We will be right back after this.
I'd urge you to listen to the voices of meningitis. Get preteens and teens vaccinated against this rare but serious disease. To learn more, go to voicesofmeningitis.org.
Now back to IREM Today, the Property Management Show, with your hosts, Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, it is 4:34 here on IREM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Chrissy Denalian, along with my co-host, Dina Cimarelli.
You know, wait, hold on. You said 4:34, and before you said 4:21.
Yeah.
But said something to me when I said 4:06 earlier.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing that
out
there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
All right, because you're being precise. I was precise,
you told me You told me to be precise. You told me we are precise, so I have to be precise.
Okay, thanks
it's
for listening.
It's the Dina rules in the studio.
Thank you for listening.
No problem.
All right, continue.
So in case you're tuning in right now, IREM stands for the Institute of Real Estate Management. We are the source of education and professional recognition for managers of all types of properties. We're here to provide you with the tools, training, and tips you need to best run your property. If you want to go online and visit our website, iremri.org, and take a look at our website, we have some events that we'll be talking about a little later. There's also the scholarship, which we talked about a little earlier in the show. There's actually jobs on there as
there
well.
There are jobs on there.
And there's information about the different memberships. So if you're looking, if you're in the business or looking to make a career change, a career that's different every day that gets you out of the house, the Institute of Real Estate Management is here for that. A lot of people that get into property management industry really do make it a lifelong career. I mean, we've talked about this.
Well, I mean, talk about Sherry Criss. What, 26 years?
I think it's actually longer than that.
Oh,
I think
really?
That's when I was overworking with her. But, yeah, she's been here, not to age Sherry, but she has been here a long time. And she loves property management. I mean, she started off in getting her, she was a teacher. And
went to be a leasing agent.
Right.
That's unbelievable. And then liked it so much, she's stuck with it for
maybe
close to 30 years. We don't know.
Worked her way up in the industry.
Yep.
And
same thing with Carrie last week. Carrie Corvino, our president of our chapter, same thing. She was in retail, started in leasing, and 20-something years later, she holds every designation known to man.
I know. All
woman.
Those other acronyms.
Yes.
All those acronyms.
She's got them all after her name.
Yeah.
So definitely people do make it a lifelong career. And you seem to be heading in that direction.
I'm a lifer.
You're a lifer.
I'm a lifer.
Ride or die.
I'm an IRM lifer. But I mean, if you do get involved in property management, I mean, IRM is a great source to meet like-minded people. There's also a group of vendors that we work with.
Like me.
Which is like Dina. So Dina, could you tell us a little bit about the vendor area of IRM?
Yeah, so within IRM, we refer to them, myself, as friends of IRM. And basically, we're just, you know, a group of, you know, professionals that in some way, shape, or form touch the property management industry, whether it's like myself on the advertising side. Then you have, you know, restoration companies, we have attorneys, we have
exterminators,
we have IT companies. So anything and everybody who could possibly have anything to do with property management, we encourage to become a friend of IRM. I can speak firsthanded that I've been with IRM almost a year and a half. So June, I guess, would be a year and a half. And the relationships that I've made, the people that I've met, I've grown my book of business just from, you know, just networking and telling people a little bit about what I do and the advertising side of it. And before you know it, you know, I've got a few new clients and made some great relationships out of it. And then also by attending all of these networking events, I've learned a lot about what our other friends do. So now this way, when I'm out visiting properties all day long.
Yes, yeah,
you couldn't see me, but I just did air quotes.
Visiting.
If you tuned into our previous segment, you heard Chrissy alluded to my
daily travels.
So when I go around and let's say if I went and visited you at your giant property that you manage in your giant office and you were like, you know what, I need some IT help. Well, we could say, hey, Secure Future Tech, we had Eric on. And it's just like a great way to really be able to help out the friends because maybe that's why they call them friends because friends help friends.
Maybe that's why.
I think I just cracked the friends code.
I think it did.
But I think it's been great. It's proven great.
I mean, from my side of things, I mean, your side of things, you're a vendor. You provide services to all the different property management, you know, sites, and it's great for you to be involved in that way. From my side of things, it's great for me to be involved in IRM from a property management standpoint because now I have access to all of these vendors.
Correct.
Where maybe, you know, maybe I don't have the best plumber or maybe I don't have a great exterminator or maybe I'm looking maybe to get a couple of different quotes from a couple of different people, but I don't really trust anybody.
Yep.
And I'm not really sure on how to go about getting in touch with these people or, you know, well, a lot of times with vendors or sometimes with plumbers or things like that, it's hard to get them to come out and to know that they're going to do a good job.
Yeah.
But if you're getting references from other people, if they've done work at other sites, it's great. It's a great relationship to build upon. So I really do recommend using the Friends of IRM for every bit that they can benefit your property.
And I like that we have a pretty diverse crowd,
portfolio.
Too. Yeah, we definitely do. I think it's great. I know it'd be great to grow our friends list, but I think right now, if there's anything you need, we could pretty much help you out and refer somebody to you for sure. So, you know, I actually, like I think I said earlier, I met with Jason Martins today briefly. And, you know, Jason just kind of, we were talking a little bit about the mission of IRM for 2017, and it's to really bring in some young blood. Really get people kind of like, you know, when Sherry started off in leasing and just take them through all the steps from leasing to potentially CPMs. Mm-hmm. We really want to kind of hone in on that. And, you know, we had Alex here like last month here, our IRM RI intern. And, you know, it sounds like he didn't even know what property management really was. And by doing the internship with Paleno Properties that further brought him into IRM to work with us, he really, you know, got an interest in it. And I think that's great. And, Chrissy, you found an article online today, actually on our IRM.org website, our national site. And we didn't know that this opportunity
existed.
Yes, so they have an IRM student competition. So what they're doing is they are looking for applicants for the 2017 Student of the Year Scholarship and Student Essay Contest. So both IRM and the IRM Foundation are sponsoring this. And it's going to be an opportunity to recognize a college, university student who has shown both academic achievement and an interest in pursuing a career in real estate management, which I think is pretty fantastic.
She wants Alex to apply for this,
I think Alex should apply for this. I don't know how his grades are, but if he's shown academic achievement and we already know he has an interest in pursuing a career in real estate management, I think this could be good for him. So the deadlines for these two programs, they are coming up pretty soon. So there's two things going on. The Student of the Year Scholarship, the applications have to be submitted by June 1st. So maybe we get in touch with him sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
And the Student Essay Contest deadline is June 30th. Now,
what I think is fantastic about this.
I think you're pretty jazzed about this. I mean, not like you can win it.
I know. I wish I knew about this. But I guess my career.
20 years ago when you were in college?
Hey, I'm not that old. I am not that old.
Okay, tell us what the recipient
will get. But I think, with the scholarship recipient will receive a complimentary registration and all expenses to attend the IREM 2017 Global Summit in Chicago, and that's from October 10th to the 13th, and will be recognized at the awards gala held during the conference. A letter of recommendation from a faculty member, school advisor, IREM member must accompany the completed application. And it also says that a cash award of $500 along with recognition from the awards gala. But it's an all-expensive paid trip.
And you get $500 and you're going to be in Chicago. And I can only imagine whoever does win this opportunity, they're already interested in pursuing a career in real estate management. So to be able to go to that global summit where people from
everywhere internationally are coming in,
to be able to learn from them, and I don't know what seminars, if seminars are going to be held or types of workshops, but to be able to get that knowledge so early on in your career has to prove to be valuable.
Oh, definitely.
And imagine the networking that could go on as well.
I know. And then especially on your career, even if it's on the heels of you graduating or whatever, you could get this scholarship. You can meet different people. Maybe you want to relocate to California. Dina.
I might do it.
You could meet somebody there and possibly pursue a career in their firm as well.
I know. This is a great opportunity. I wonder if this is the first time that they're holding this. I'm curious to know that. I'm gonna do some research and get back to us. But, usually earlier in the show, we talk about our association executive, Karen Cuddle.
I know, and we forgot all about her.
I was talking about how we forgot about my kids.
Busy,
forgot about Karen. I just kind of what's happening with me today.
They're on the same level.
So,
they're
Karen,
equally as important.
They
because
are.
Karen is
She's
very important.
She's very valuable and very important. Karen, like we said, is our association executive, and she basically handles everything. She does all the admin work. She puts together the calendars with all these great networking events. You can reach out to Karen for any of the sponsorships. You can reach out to Karen for the scholarship application. You can call her directly at 401-479-7734. And we always say she is extremely timely with getting back to you. Extremely.
Her emails, they come instantly back.
You would almost think that she's one of those people who wears like that
the Bluetooth.
But she doesn't. She should have one in each ear with two different lines going. But no, she just works off of her phone all day, and she's pretty amazing. So anything you need, if you have any questions, definitely call Karen directly. Again, her number is 401-479-7734. And pretty much everything that we talked about today so far, including the scholarship application, where to find out about becoming a friend of IREM and the different memberships, everything is online at iremri.org.
Yes.
Right?
The only membership that we always forget to talk about
is
the association.
I should have got that thing, Mike. I booked my kid in California.
I should have.
I'm going to bring it in next week.
The associate membership, which basically means that you can join IREM. You can have access to all the tools and training and tips online. But you wouldn't just hold that accreditation for the ARM or CPM.
You wouldn't.
No.
That's okay.
But you would still have access to a lot of the information.
You would. So it's kind of like you're there, but you're not.
Yeah. Sure.
So we're actually, when we come back, we're going to take a quick break now. But when we come back, we're going to talk about all the events that are coming up.
Yes.
We got some good stuff coming up.
Good stuff.
Good. You love when I say
you
that.
You always say good stuff.
Good stuff. All right. It is 4:46, and you're listening to IREM Today, the Property Management Show, and we will be right back after this.
Now back to IREM Today, the Property Management Show, with your hosts, Dina Semirelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, Dina. It is 4:49, not 4:50. It's 4:49 here on IREM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Chrissy Denalian, along with my co-host, Dina Semirelli. We're live here every Tuesday from 4 to 5, talking all things property management.
Everything.
Everything property management.
Everything and anything.
Yes. So what kind of events does IREM the Institute of Real Estate Management. Oh. What type of events do we have going on coming up?
Well, we have our next big one coming up. As you know, it's the 40th anniversary and awards night, where we have some secret award recipient getting the...
Secret.
I think Carrie knows and one other person knows.
Yeah, you said Carrie and...
Somebody else. Only two people know. She won't tell me. I tried. She wouldn't tell me. I just hope whoever it is shows up, because they're not even telling them that they're the award recipient.
Well, it is what it is.
So,
I mean, if they're that involved in IRM, they're probably going to be there. Because it is the 40th awards night dinner.
Know.
So it's not just like the 39th, it's the 40th. That's a big one. That's a big one for IRM.
So that is being held next Wednesday, May 17th from 5:30 to 9:30 at Kirkbury Country Club in Lincoln. Registration begins at 5:15. So at 5:30, there's going to be appetizers and a cocktail hour with live entertainment, which we know is a beautiful piano.
Oh.
But yeah, it's going to be
me. I thought it was Dino.
Yep, doing some cover songs. 6:45 dinner buffet with two bottles of wine on each table.
That's for Dina, too.
One for me and one for me. There's going to be an awards program, which is sponsored by the Friends of IRM. Make sure you dress business attire. There's a cash bar. I don't know if there's still – there might be tables left. Tables of eight, the sponsorship is online for the pricing. And let's see. You get the table with your company name and eight tickets. But also, wasn't there a – maybe the discount if you register early. That was for the golf tournament.
That was for the golf tournament, yeah. This actually, we actually have some ARMs and CPMs getting their ARM installations.
Do you know who they are? Are they from Pusern?
I know one of them is from Pusern.
I'm sure they are.
Go Alicia. No. So she's going to be getting her ARM. But, yeah, so that should be interesting. There's going to be a whole bunch of awards. I know that they've really talked about some different awards. There's going to be an ARM of the year, CPM of the year. They usually do, like, a volunteer of the year.
Oh,
as well,
great.
Too. So there's going to be quite a few different
you
awards.
You might be the ARM of the
I
year.
I highly doubt it, but
why?
Sure.
I think you're amazing. So it does say online that registration closes on May 5th, but again, maybe if you call Karen, 401-479-7734, and beg her, she might be able to sell you
a
seat. If, you know, we'll grab another table, you know,
say, listen,
like that extra, the kids' table.
We listen to you on the podcast. We listen to you on the radio.
Yes.
We really want to be a part of this 40th awards night dinner.
I'm pretty excited.
We
want to
see Sherry Chris get an award.
Yes.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. And then after that, the next big one. So wait, I have online, it goes from, on our website, goes right in from that into the golf tournament, which... I can't even believe I keep thinking this is so far away, but it's not. Tuesday, June 6th, rain or shine, Pawtucket Country Club. You can come and watch Chrissy dominate the greens.
Not so much. Tear up the greens, maybe. But
I'm going to wear a GoPro and just follow you around.
Okay, that's fine.
My head.
We're not even going to be playing my ball probably at any point.
Played mine, two of mine last year, which was totally amazed me. I don't know how that happened, because I was literally playing with like a semi-pro golf player. Blew my mind. But you have 18 holes of golf that's included in the day, the golf cart. We have a great continental breakfast. We have the lunch at the turn. We have a steak dinner. And again, I went last year and the dinner was amazing. It was so good. Raffles, cigar rolling, longest drive contest for both male and female. Then there's a poker showdown.
Poker showdown, which we got a little of it. Little information.
Yeah, Carrie gave us a little bit of insight to that. Putting contest. And this we love. The proceeds are benefiting the Veterans for Tomorrow through the Arc of Blackstone Valley in the IRM Rhode Island Scholarship Fund, which is great. Oh, here's the discount I was talking about. So the if it's paid in full by May 10th.
Tomorrow.
Oh, May 10th.
Yeah, tomorrow.
You have an early bird foursome. You get discounted $50, which is great. They are still T-sign sponsors. For every T-sign that's sold, they're $150 each. You also get a dinner included. So
it's free advertising for your business.
Yeah, so if you think about it, if you were going to come anyways, the dinner ticket was $50. Mm-hmm. So for another $100, you have constant, everybody who's in the tournament, there's got to be over 100 people there that are always going to see yours every time they walk by the sign. I think that's great.
Multiple people from each probably real estate company along with friends of IRM as well.
That's great for the friends. Put your services, your business, your product out there. And then after all the fun, we have Property Management Jeopardy, which I personally think you should be running.
That is fun. That sounds fun.
I think you need to do
something. I know during my ARM class, we actually had... The last class, they did a little Jeopardy for us preview to our exam.
Oh,
and it was probably one of my more fun parts of the class.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I liked a lot of, you know, the learning
of
aspect,
course.
But this isn't, you know,
this
I always like the
way
games,
to look at
and
it,
I was
yeah.
like, I like to learn in new and different ways.
Did you know
so.
Some of the answers?
Yeah, I, please.
Did you dominate?
My table dominated.
Of course it did.
Yes.
Was it all Pissarran people?
Yes, it
of
was.
Of course it was. Why wouldn't it be? So, so this is Wednesday, June 14th. It's a half day from 8:15 to 12. It's at one of our favorite IRAM locations, 12 Acres in Smithfield, Rhode Island, and attorney Jeff Turk. That's your buddy, right? Don't you work with Jeff? Who's the attorney that you work with?
Sean.
Oh, I yeah. forget that.
That's okay.
Attorney Jeff Turk, which I'm sure he's your buddy too, will be the host for Property Management Jeopardy. So many different topics it includes. But this is when we were reading these before. I started to read the list like I always do and go, oh, we're
yeah.
talking about this, that, and the other. And then the list is a little sketchy, but I understand this is some of the things that you guys deal with, like, you know, security deposit, last month's rent and fees. Then it goes right into sex, drugs, guns, and other threatening behaviors. Mm-hmm. But I think this is really good stuff even for if you're a property manager, if you just own, we always talk about mm-hmm. like a two-family home. You
yeah.
might not know all of this
all
stuff.
All the little legal laws.
All the little,
the
yeah,
little
Airbnb
and
other forms of
yeah.
illegal subletting. And then, yep. you know, talking about marijuana and other smoking issues. There's a fair housing, reasonable accommodations. That's why I think it's very important, you know, to our listeners out there who are just, you know, we call them, you know, just individual mm-hmm. mom and pop type property management. When you're doing it on your own solely, if you become a member of IRAM, you have access to these types of seminars where you can get a lot of knowledge.
Right. And I think that, I mean, a lot of people, even you might not even, especially with fair housing, you might not even realize that you're doing something illegal.
Yes.
I know that, I mean, part of our, you know, maintenance technician test is prior to them getting hired is, you know, if a family comes to you and says, hey, what apartment do you have available? And the maintenance man says, oh, you want to take this one because it's next to the playground and you've got young kids.
Wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. You might be thinking that you're going to do them a favor, but it actually is totally illegal.
Yeah, it's fair housing. No bueno. I actually like this at the end. Double property management jeopardy and we have an audio daily double.
Ooh.
I think that's great. Chrissy, I'm still going to... see too. I'm going to nominate you to be one of the next teachers of one of these classes. I think
okay.
you'd be great. And I'm going to come to it, even though I don't manage property. What my GoPro on?
Right. That's fine. Video it. Put it on there. But you can put it on our website, iramri.org.
That's right. So looking into the future, save the date, July 12th. We have our annual clam bake. Last year it was at... Bonnet Shores.
Oh.
Because I got the last ticket.
Right,
I got the golden
Thanks.
Ticket. So
Thanks
you
for
couldn't
rubbing
come
that
last
in my
year.
Face.
Yeah, so it happens. You snooze, you lose. It doesn't have where it's being held.
We'll know probably more in a month or so.
Yeah, we'll know as it gets closer, but definitely if you want to attend that. It was a great day, July 12th, for that. What else we have coming up? Oh, the New England Conference and Trade Show. We did that last year. Chrissy and I were both mm-hmm. there. That's in September. Save the date for that. That's an all-day event, September 28th. And we do tri-state. It's Rhode Island, Mass, and Connecticut. So that's mm-hmm. a great day to come out, meet the vendors,
seminars.
Meet the friends.
Right.
It was you attended the seminars.
Right.
Then you were able to come back and talk to us about it. So mm-hmm. it was pretty interesting. Let's see. Anything else? Any other information? You can go to our website, iramri.org. And Chrissy, if they want to find us, how would they do that?
Well, if they're interested in anything that we went over today, from designations to become a friend, they can always give Karen a call. We always like to press Karen, 401-479-7734. If they've missed any part of the program, you can subscribe to us on iTunes by searching for IRAM Today. You can listen to our podcast on our website, iramri.org.
Wow. You going to be better next week?
I don't know. I got a little tongue twister is going on.
Is it because you're with me?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I guess that'll do it for today.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
All right. So.
See you next week.
See
you.
No. We'll talk to
you next
week. Good night. Thank you.
This episode of IRAM Today is brought to you by Secure Future Tech Solutions, your local IT partner providing information technology solutions. To consult with an IT expert today, call 401-921-2607 or visit them online at securefuturetech.com.